tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two on this hump day Wednesday, April 24th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, 4/24/2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to remind you that the upcoming event for Meraki County is going to be on May 9th. They've asked me to be their keynote speaker to Meraki County. There's going to be a lot of surrounding counties coming to this dinner, looking forward to it. Can't wait to be part of it. 2 days later, we will be in Posen at the Presque Isle County Republican Party big fundraising Reagan Day dinner. Mark Farner, the Patriot rock star, former original band member of Grand Funk Railroad. He's on tour right now in South America, rolling out his new album. They're doing a little pre-test there in Brazil and other areas. He'll be back, probably with a little bit of a suntan. May the 11th, Posen. It's going to be a great dinner, great conversation with Patriot rock star Mark Farner. Going to get his perspective on current state of affairs, politics, party politics, how the regular people that come to his concerts, people that listen to his music, people he's been involved in the music industry for years, their perspective on politics. Going to be a very informative, engaging conversation we're going to have with Mark Farner. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell will be attending. She is looking forward to meeting everybody for Presque Isle County and surrounding neighboring counties that will be attending this huge event. They have, I believe, seating capability up to 500 or 600 people. So this is going to be a big event. You need to come be part of it. Get your picture taken with Mark Farner. We are excited. This is going to be a great event. So if you would like the information about Meraki County, text me an M for Meraki. Text me a PI for Presque Isle. I'll send you the flyer. You can make a call, get your ticket. It's going to be huge. We're excited. Now, it's already closed out for this Friday. 2 days will be at Crawford County Republican Party event, Kirtland Community College there in Grayling. From there, I'm going to go to a hotel room in Flint, spend the night. I'm teaching Robert's Rules of Order in Flint with the Genesee County Conservative Union Saturday morning. And then I'll be back on the campaign trail. We were putting up signs yesterday for Miss Vicky's Antrim County Clerk's race. I want to thank the Chisholms over there in Bel Air, Custer Township area, for their great corner location. We were able to put up signs there. We also put one up in front of Frisky's Farm Market's main office headquarters. That was on C-42, West C-42. We put one up at the market. We're excited. We've got doors to knock. We are going to get this done. We're going to work so hard to make sure Vicky is the next clerk from Antrim County. Her platform is very simple. Restore election integrity in Antrim County. First thing she's going to do is hire an assistant deputy clerk and cleaning up the qualified voter files in Antrim. Dead people and people who no longer live in our county will be removed. She's going to actually hand count the ballots each night, 9 days of early voting, election day, before the results are turned in to the county building. The township clerks, the village clerks, will hand count the ballots to make sure they match the tapes before they're able to turn in their results. We're excited. We've got a lot of events coming. It's going to be a great spring and summer. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. The storms and power outages are coming. Don't wait. Buy a Generac generator by May 7th and you'll get a free 7-year warranty. Your generator will power your house for years to come for pennies a day. Now available 100% financing with no money down. Call 989-306-3656. That's 989-306-3656. Don't be sitting in the dark saying, "I wish I called Rich."
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Now, I'm going to give you a perfect example how a Republican county party who's firing on all cylinders, who have got their act together, are taking over, taking back their county government. And that county party is Presque Isle County. I'm so proud of the Republicans running and leading the county party. They're paid members. They're volunteers. The people involved in Republican Party politics. Very similar to what we are doing here in Antrim County for this upcoming August 6th primary. We have candidates challenging all of the incumbent county commissioners that we needed to replace. We have five county commissioners. Four of them had to be replaced. We are excited. We have Antrim County Republican Party endorsing those four candidates, as well as Vicky for county clerk. Now, she has, as of yesterday, a fourth Democrat has come forward and filed as a Republican in Antrim County. That's what Democrats do up here in northern Michigan. Democrats run as Republicans in order to get elected. A few Democrats run with a D behind their name, but this year they're going to lose. Why? Because it's going to be a Republican tidal wave in northern Michigan. Donald Trump and every Republican that makes it to the November ballot is going to win northern Michigan. Can't say statewide races like Donald Trump and the U.S. Senate candidate because of Detroit, which I saw with my own eyes. The most corrupt county in the state of Michigan is Wayne County, city of Detroit. But here's what Presque Isle County Republican Party was able to do. At the top of the ticket for county clerk, Anne Marie Main, Democrat, long time, never been challenged by a Republican. Well, this year she's going to be challenged by Darren Darga, Republican, and also happens to be the treasurer for the Presque Isle County Republican Party. Party leadership running for office. District 1. Clifford Tellini, Republican. Well, the loser of every race he's ever run for, except for one time. He only served, I believe, one term. Wayne Vermilia, running as a Democrat. Surprise, surprise, he's a Democrat. Really? Yes, he's going to get his butt kicked by Cliff Tellini. So they'll take District 1. District 2? The only candidate on the ballot is the Presque Isle County chairman of the Republican Party, Robert Britsky, Republican. He's the county chair of the Republican Party, and he put his name on the ballot to replace Marianne Heidemann, the communist socialist who ran with no party affiliation. She didn't even bother to file. She knew her days was over. She retired. She's gone. Bye-bye, Marianne. Robert Britsky will be the next county commissioner for District 2. Nobody filed in District 3. That's going to be interesting. How are those people going to be represented? Nobody filed as Democrat and nobody filed as Republican in the city of Rogers City. East of US 23. So right now, according to the ballot, District 3 is not going to be represented on the Presque Isle County Board of Commissioners. I don't know what their bylaws say as far as how they fill that seat. Is that something that's going to be done by the prosecutor, the clerk, and a judge? Or is that done by the majority of the other commissioners on the county board? I'm not sure. I don't know their bylaws. Next is District 4. Joseph Libby, Republican, owner of Nighthawk, running unopposed. No Democrat filed against him. He is going to be the next county commissioner for District 4. District 5, the communist socialist profiteering, lining his own pockets, Democrat John Chapa. Yeah, he's going to be a multimillionaire from the land lease deal that he leased his gentleman 100-acre farm to DTE for the solar panel farm. Democrat filed against Robert Crook, Republican. Robert Crook will defeat Chapa. He's gone. Marion Heidemann's gone. The Democrat Michael Darga's gone. They're going to have an all-Republican county commissioner board in Presque Isle County. Depending on who gets appointed to fill District 3 seat in downtown Rogers City, east of 23, probably will end up being an all-Republican board. Congratulations, Presque Isle County Republican Party. You get the top star for being the most active in filling seats for county commissioner in Northern Michigan. Bar none, you get the gold star. Presque Isle County Republican Party. That's how a Republican Party is supposed to operate. And if you don't operate that way, you need to step down and let others run your county party. They have their treasurer running for clerk who will win and defeat Anne Marie Main. Why? Because this is a presidential year. This will be a huge turnout. Republicans will be out in absolute highest numbers ever. If you got a D behind your name, you're losing. I'm predicting Anne Marie Main will be defeated. Wayne Vermilia will be defeated, and John Chapo will be defeated. Now, they got probate judge candidates. These are nonpartisan. Gilbert Gildner, Wirgau, and Woda. I'm not sure how to pronounce Matthew's last name. I apologize. Prosecuting attorney. This is going to be interesting. A Republican primary. The current prosecuting attorney, Kenneth Radzibon, is going to be challenged by Zachary McLennan. We'll have to have them both on the show, vet them, and find out more about them. Sheriff Joe Brubaker, Republican, will be facing a Democrat candidate, James Gibson. Gibson, you're going to lose. Brubaker will easily defeat you. Their surveyor for the county is a Republican, and for one race I didn't even see on the radar, Presque Isle County Treasurer Valerie Peacock, a Democrat. No Republican filed against her. If I'd known that was a vacancy, we could have recruited somebody. We could have replaced her as treasurer. Because Republicans are going to win in Presque Isle County. Mark my words, 60-plus Republican turnout this year in November 5th. So it's going to be interesting. But congratulations to Bob Robert Britsky and Joseph Libby representing District 2 and District 4. You're a county commissioner. Foregone conclusion. Unopposed by Democrats. Only one Republican running. Perfect job in getting people to run for office. Congratulations, Presque Isle County Republican Party. Good job. Yeah, I got a text message. Monica Drzezinski, the vice chair, just texting, listening in the show. She says, we still need to figure out what to do with District 3. It's going to default to the bylaws. Now, there is one other idea, and I got this from Phyllis as a reminder. Get a write-in candidate. Write-in candidates have to file I believe, June or July. I forget the date to file. Somebody's listening can look that up. I'd appreciate it. What is the date, Phyllis, for writing candidates down in your area? Pretty interesting. So maybe they do a write-in candidate as a Republican and they get the Republicans to write the name in. They fill that third district slot. Republican write-in. That's when I'm going to text her back. So, again, impressive job, Presque County. And it's going to be very interesting on May 11th, all these Republicans showing up attending this event, raising money for a county party that's on fire, doing it the right way. If you guys in Alpena are listening, Oscoda, Mount Morenci, Sheboygan, Otsego, you guys need to come to their event on May the 11th, hear the speaker, Mark Farner, and get to meet these patriots that have taken over their Republican County Party. Like I said, absolute gold star for what's going on in Presque County. Antrim County is going to be huge. The incumbent county commissioners are being challenged. Five candidates running for county clerk. Four Democrats filed as Republican against Vicky. Vicky was endorsed already by the Republican Party of Antrim, as was the four county commissioner candidates. Only one Republican down in Elk Rapids wasn't primary challenged. And they believe they can work with him once they get in office and get the majority. He'll come around. He'll come to Jesus. He will not want to be lone man out on this board. New bylaws are coming. Meetings will be moved to nights. It will be videotaped. They'll be on YouTube. They'll be on Rumble. They'll be on Facebook Live. They're going to lower taxes, lower spending, and get county government out of our businesses. And I'm sure Presque County will follow suit. This is how it's done. Sorry, Sheboygan. Sorry, Emmett. We got a breaking news story about what's going on in the 107th. Going to cover that in the next segment. It's going to be a very, very interesting August and November. That's all I can tell you. And you guys need to be a part of it. So congratulations, Presque County. Good job. And if you'd like to attend their event on May 11th, just text me PI and I'll send you the flyer. That's it for the first half hour of hour number two. Short break. Bomb the Hour News. We'll be right back. Michigan News.